finally really did it. You maniac! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
In old school games, life is cheap. Try not to go die in a hedge. Don't be a dope. Get a poro. Let him go die in a hedge.
Yep, they finally did it. They blew it up. They've been chipping away at the features, the usability, the interactivity. Just the usefulness of it. Many a good podcast blossomed under its wings. But now Spotify, in its infinite wisdom, press the button. In June, it's all over.
Hey Rob, Jason here. I don't know if you're going to end up using that new app from Spotify, or if their changes are going to kill down in the heap. I hope they don't. Please let us know. Also, if there's other contact info for you. This was my last way to reach out to you, and it doesn't look like it's going to work anymore either. I don't know. You don't have to publish this, but if you want to still talk and you want to get together, I guess let me know. A way to reach out to you. But yeah, this kind of sucks. It's going to kill Joe's show, probably Hindsight List, and probably kill some other shows too, with this change where you can't record pieces of your episodes on separate devices. You have to have it all ready to go. Anyway, take care.
I haven't investigated the substitute that Spotify is suggesting. I don't even know if they own this property or not. I think it's called Riverside or something. And Jason's been playing around with it. It sounds like the last few episodes he's been talking about it and doing the recording, or at least distribution or whatever, using that app. But it does sound like the only way you can use it is through a desktop platform, your PC. It doesn't have a mobile app to use it on your phone. And that's all I use. I have an old Surface that's not even hooked up to the internet. The only way I can access the internet on it is by using the hotspot on my phone. So I suppose it's possible I might be able to do that. But then I'd have to use some other, would I have to use some other editing software to actually put the show together? I don't know if you can just record everything through Riverside, and then it sounds like maybe you can. So I don't know. I'm not going to definitively say one way or the other whether or not Down in a Heap is going to end in June, but I think it's most likely going to. It's like most other podcasts, this is a labor of love. And if the emphasis is on labor, if it requires me to jump through some new hoops, if it requires me to purchase new equipment, or I don't know whether that's a microphone or a different computer or something like that, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to invest a bunch of money or time or aggravation just to keep this podcast going. I mean, I enjoy doing it, and I especially enjoy the conversations I have with people through this medium. And I've really appreciated the people I've met while doing this podcast and listening to other people's podcasts and stuff. But I'll just try and find other ways to keep interacting with people, and especially the people I've grown to know through some other medium rather than podcasting. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of much better podcasts that have come and gone. Everything man-made eventually ends. And, yeah, it looks like Down in a Heap now has the clock ticking in a shorter period of time than I originally thought. So, I guess the good news is I have managed to get back on my Gmail account, so I can speak with or interact with people using that again. So if you have messages for me, by all means, send them to bigbalboni@gmail.com, and I'll play any message on future episodes here as long as I can. Or if you just want to, you know, chat about something or whatever via email, you can always send something over there. And, yeah, so, yeah, and if you have any topics that you want me to cover that you'd like to hear my opinion on, or if you'd like to come on and join me on the show and to discuss something, we've got a few months here, so let me have them. Give me your ideas. Yeah, we'll try and get it done before the button is finally pushed. But first, I've got a call from a new person here. So I believe it's Riley. Take it away.
Welcome to the Penthouse, Thunder. Hey, Rob. Riley here. Long-time listener, but first-time caller. I've been enjoying the show, trying to catch up through the long, long backlog, but the new stuff as well. I wanted to call in specifically on Into the Box. Really like where you're going with that. Trying to reduce the misses and speed up combat. I was just reading a new game called Swivers, and it's not quite out yet. There's a quick start, but the way they generate armor class is based on what you're holding. If you're casting a spell or using a ranged weapon, you've got an armor class of like 6. If you've got, and then the longer the weapon you use, the higher your AC. Adding a shield improves it as well, but it keeps it between like 6 and 10 or something, or 12 maybe. Interestingly, it flips your initiative to the smaller weapons have the bonus. So, something to check out. Bye for now.
Hey, thanks for that message, Riley. I appreciate it, and pointing me towards that game. It's it looks and sounds pretty interesting. It's, yeah, Swivers, an urban heist RPG, and it's currently now in Kickstarter phase, so you can check it out and support it. Back at, get the PDF or a hard copy. I think there's 16 days left, so I don't know, early March, I guess, is when it's going to wrap up. So if you're listening to this in the future, early March 2024, it's by the Melisonian Art Council. I think that's the same. Is that Daniel Sell who did why am I forgetting the name of it? Oh, you're all screaming at me right now. What is the name of that? Lily, can you remember the name of that game? It's like based on Advanced Fighting Fantasy. Troika. Oh my god, Troika. Okay. It does, that sounds like a really interesting idea, and I glanced at it, and it looks like they're determining the to-hit roll by using 2d10 and adding the sum. And using two dice is always kind of an interesting thing, because then you have not only a more weighted curve to the potential results, but you can do fun things with rolling doubles. And the extremes, rolling double ones or double tens, make, for me at least, something like fumbles and criticals more palatable, because they happen more rarely than a 1 or a 20 does on a straight d20 roll. So, yeah, that's thanks again for pointing me to that to that game system. I'm not sure if I'll back the physical copy. It's being printed in England or the UK, somewhere in the UK overseas, so shipping will be incredibly expensive. The book will probably be around the same price as the shipping. So here. And I know people in the UK suffer from the reverse when there's a US Kickstarter that they have to shoulder the shipping expenses for. So I have a feeling if I do get that game, it will just be in the PDF form. And I like the subject. The art looked kind of cool in the when I looked at the sample on DriveThru. It's got a pretty extensive sample file you can take a look at. And maybe there is on the Kickstarter page too. I don't know. But yeah, check it out. See if it's something you like. I'm not really currently in the market for a new game system. I've got probably 20 game systems that I'd eventually like to try and not all that much time left to try them in. So unless this is actually like leapfrogs over a dozen other games, it's probably not going to happen, but it could inspire different house rule ideas and stuff too. So, all right, I guess we'll wrap it up here. Thanks to Aaron NPC for his punk version of my theme song that you heard at the top of the show after Chuck Heston. Thanks to Jason from Nerds RPG Varietycast for your call. Thanks to Riley from Diegetic Advancement Podcast for your call. And thanks for listening. And as I'm living on borrowed podcasting time, I'll maybe try and drop things more frequently here before the end is reached, or at least the potential end. Who knows if I'll actually want to jump through the hoops or not. We'll see. But thanks for listening. Until I talk to you again, don't go down in a heap.
I ask you a final time, will you allow all these humans to pay for your folly?
Old men forget, then all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. And shall our names, familiar in their mouths as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhood's cheek, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day! Sovereign Lord, bestow yourself with speed. The French are bravely in their battle set, and will with all expedience march upon us.
All things are ready if our minds be so.
Punish the man whose mind is backward now.
Thou dost not wish for help from England, cuz?
God's will, my liege. Would you and I alone, without more help, can fight this royal battle? Yeah!